Welcome to Virtual School Assembly. I'm your host, Tyler Christensen. I'm a productivity speaker, author, and classroom teacher. Here at Virtual School Assembly, I interview Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, Olympians, speakers, and educators who share messages of inspiration, education, and hope to better prepare you for an ever-changing and uncertain world. Thanks for joining us. Let's get started. Welcome back to Virtual School Assembly. Today, our guest is Kirsten Carter. A coach since 2016, Kirsten specializes in helping millennials and Generation Z find their passion and transfer it to a successful and fulfilling career. She's a published author and speaker who graduated from the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. Kirsten spent 10 years in the insurance industry and then learned to navigate the corporate environment. She ended her career in a managerial role before taking the plunge into full-time coaching. Kirsten's originally from North Carolina, but now she resides in Atlanta, Georgia, with her husband, Ryan. Welcome to the show, Kirsten.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, I love talking. We're mostly talking to Generation Z here today, because that's the younger kids watching this. But I love talking to people about millennials, about Generation Z, because a lot of old folks like me, we don't get it. You know, we don't get how the world has changed and how we have to pivot. So I'm so excited to have an expert on today to talk a little bit about finding your passion. Let's start. I think you have your book. Is your book in your lap? Okay.
So here.
The Purpose Journey. Let's start with talking about that. Tell us about your book, why you wrote it, what it's about.
Okay, so The Purpose Journey, it's called The Purpose Journey, a Millennials and Gen Z's Guide to Finding and Fulfilling Their Passion and Purpose Through Their Career or Business. And so this book is mainly about my journey to finding and fulfilling my own passion and purpose through a business, because I knew that I always wanted to become an entrepreneur. I thought I wanted to be own a hair salon and a day spa because I liked doing hair. Well, what I didn't really put two and two together with was I only liked doing my own hair. So I didn't have really a passion for doing other people's hair. So whenever I got to college, my passion changed and I really reconnected with what I truly, truly loved doing the most, which was writing and speaking, because I did that when I was younger as well. I did my first speaking engagement in the fourth or fifth grade in front of my, I kind of reconnected with that. And so I wanted to write a book that really spoke to that 16-year-old version of myself, to really allow the Gen Zs and the millennials to look a little deeper within themselves to really figure out what it is that they really, really love doing and how that passion that they have inside of them can relate to their purpose, and as well as how they can work that passion in a business or in a career. So it's just it's a very easy read, catered to our Gen Zs and our younger millennials. And I have a workbook in the back as well with some questions that they can answer and right in the back of the book. So
cool. So when you talk about passion and purpose, I think it's interesting because a lot of Generation Z, if we're talking middle schooler, high schoolers, a lot of them don't know what their passions are yet. They're still figuring that out. They don't know their purpose yet. They're still figuring that out. And by college, a lot of kids eat up books like this because they're figuring out who they are. And so that's where you're learning about personal finance. You're reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You're reading some of the classics on marketing and stuff like that. But this is a book that kind of hits on that early. So let's talk about first, if a kid out there is watching this and they're not sure what their purpose is or what their passion is, what can they do to kind of develop that?
Sure. So a couple of the steps that I say in my book are to figure out those things that you really, really love to do. So what are the top three things that you do each and every day, the top three things that you would do without anybody asking you to do? So when you're younger, in middle school, high school, you may not work yet, but if you could have a job right now, what is it that you would love to do? Or what is that one thing you do without thinking? What is that thing that everyone associates you with? You know, and then you can ask your parents and ask other loved ones and friends and other students in your class, what are some great things about me? What really makes me me? What are my likes and my dislikes and things like that? And that, and those things will get you a little bit closer to figuring out what it is you're truly, truly passionate about. Again, for me, when I was younger, in elementary school, middle school, and even in high school, I loved to write. I loved to read. I loved being able to go and speak in front of the classroom. And then, like I said, I did the presentation in front of the school. I liked doing stuff like that. And so if I would have dug a little deeper into that when I got a little bit older, then I think I would have tried to conquer that particular passion a little earlier on. But I didn't really figure that out until I was a little bit older. But yeah, I would just say doing some stuff like that would help a great deal.
Yeah. I think really the goal with this is we want to cut down that timeline for these kids so they can find it sooner, because I had a similar experience. I wish I'd found my passions earlier. And, you know, honestly, I just didn't know I could do something with it. And so for me, it was, you know, someone once said, well, what do you think about when you have nothing else to think about? And for me, that's like when you're falling asleep and you're about to close your eyes to go to bed, what are you thinking about? Well, that's your passion. And with my kids today, my 14-year-old, he asked me, well, you know, how do I find my passion? I said, well, if you could have a YouTube channel right now and talk about whatever you wanted to talk about, what kind of YouTube channel would you have? And and it's cool that we live in a world where it's easy to kind of figure those things out and to start doing something about it. So I think that's the next step. Once you find your purpose and your passion, what are some of the early steps for kids as far as pursuing that purpose and that passion?
Sure. So for kids, I would say having a conversation with your parent, like you have the conversation with your kids and how a parent can and how they can help you. So how your parent can help you achieve whatever that is. So if it's taking some sort of class, some after school class or activity would be nice, maybe something online. So if it has something to do with technology, there are so many different technology courses or seminars or what have you that are online now. So I would say the first step for younger kids would definitely include your parents and just be honest with them and let them know, hey, look, mom or dad, I have really been thinking about this and I think that my passion is XYZ. What can I do to, you know, work on this even more and live this out? And just be honest with them and let them know this is something that I really, really want to do. And I respect that you may have a different direction for me, but how can we come together to make this particular thing work for me?
Right. That's great advice. And if the kids don't have a parent that they want to go to with stuff like this, everyone has a caring adult in their life, a teacher or a coach or someone that they can go to.
Absolutely. That is correct. My father, unfortunately didn't have his parents in his life as a young boy, for a period of time. And so he did have a teacher who cared a great deal about him. And so his teacher was able to pour into him and to really help him out to become the man that he is today. So absolutely, teachers, someone at, if you're in church or just anyone in the community, right, that maybe in your life. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, let's talk a little bit about your story for a minute. Before you became an author and before you became a coach, a life coach, you were in the insurance industry.
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, it's kind of random. So I am a millennial myself. I graduated college in 2008. And so for the younger students who are watching this, you may not know what was going on then, but we were going through the Great Recession during that time. And I majored in communication studies. So it was a very, very broad field or degree, I should say. And so when I graduated, there wasn't any jobs really for me. And every application at the time, as they are now, called for experience. So I remember I was looking at public relations jobs and stuff like that. No one was hiring, or they weren't hiring someone right out of college at that time. And so I had to figure out, okay, what am I going to do? And a job came along to work at a call center. So that was my first job out of college. And I didn't like that because endless calls all day long. Right. So I remember looking on Indeed, and a job at an insurance company came available as a commercial insurance processor, where we process policies for underwriters and agents. And so that came along, and I interviewed and I got the job. And then from there, I worked my way up to a claims adjuster in the commercial department of the company. And then from there, I just stayed there because I was making good money at that. And I still wanted to own my own business. After graduating college, and let me go back just a little bit. So as I stated previously, I wanted to own a salon and day spa. I changed my mind once I graduated college and majored in communication studies. And then after college, you know, I was like, okay, what do I do now? But I still wanted to have my own business. So that's always been number one, just having my own business of some sort. Okay. So I got into the insurance industry. I'm working as a claims adjuster. I realized that I want to open up a school academy for underprivileged children, a music academy. When I moved after college, I met a lot of musicians in my home in the new town. And so I thought it would be great to have them teach kids music lessons. And so I was working on that business and doing claims. The claims was suffering, or my jobs as a claims adjuster was suffering. And so I decided to let go of that business and work solely just on my career as a claims adjuster. And the reason why I chose to do that was basically because of the money.
Right.
So I talk about in my book that money is not everything. It's not about being able to drive a certain type of car and go on these types of trips and accumulate all of this debt, just because, you know, you can. And I realized that there was something more for my life, and that being a claims adjuster or working in insurance just was not the direction that I knew I was placed. I knew I wasn't placed on this earth to just be a claims adjuster. There's nothing wrong with that. But I know for me personally, that was not anything I was passionate about. I was not passionate about insurance or anything dealing with being a claims adjuster. So after a few years at one company, I decided to start my business as a coach. And I did the same steps that I mentioned earlier with really figuring out what I'm good at, what do I really, really love to do all the time. And I remembered that I always loved helping other people realize their passion and help them live out what it is they wanted to do. And I think that was because I knew I always wanted to live out my own passion, but I couldn't at the time, or I didn't think I could. And so I was like, I think I want to do this all the time because I love helping other people. I want to help the next generation not make the same mistakes that I made with staying with something because of money, you know? So that's a little bit about my story.
That's awesome. Well, and it leads in really nicely. I want to talk a while about being an entrepreneur, because I think what you've kind of hinted around here today is, you can work a 9-to-5 job and be unhappy and make good money, but you're not going to have a fulfilled life. And so many people, and this is a trend that's continuing, are turning to entrepreneurship, to starting a side business. So maybe they have their day job and they dabble on something on the side, and that's really fulfilling, so they can get through the day job and the grind. But a lot of people are transitioning over, and I know, because I'm in that same world. I love my job. I do what you do in the classroom. So as a teacher, I'm helping students find purpose and passion. But I'm also, I've written books on, published them and done that on the side. I've done speaking like you have, and I do that on the side. And yeah. I think more and more, you know, Generation Z and millennials, they're finding that they can start very early by starting on the side. So right. the question I have for you is, if you went back and could do this over again, what are some of the small things that you might have started sooner, just to kind of get your feet wet with running a business and being an entrepreneur? What would you have done with what you know now?
Oh, man. Definitely gotten mentors doing mm-hmm. the same thing that I wanted to do. I definitely would have reached out to some people to help me, taking some courses back then that aligned with what I'm doing now. You know, and taking some business courses or some business classes mm-hmm. would have helped a lot. But I think mainly having some mentors or a mentor in my corner to really, really help me along, because I did a lot of things by myself and on my own. And a part of that was my fault because I didn't reach out. I kind of have that personality where I like to do everything on my own because, you know, if I don't do it, it's not going to be right. And I don't like asking for help either.
Right.
And so, but I would just say, it's okay. Ask for help. Don't try to do everything by yourself because that's not going to work. And it's just, it's going to be a lot easier for you if you ask for help. So I think that's my biggest thing. I really think I just would have asked for more help.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's a tricky thing because we know what mentors do is they just shorten the process for you, right? So that you can learn everything on your own. You can watch YouTube videos, you can listen to podcasts, and you can learn everything on your own. It's just going to take you forever. And
exactly.
So when you have a mentor, it speeds up that process. Now, what you mentioned is you wish you'd asked sooner. That's a hard thing for kids to do, especially younger kids. Are there any easy ways to reach out to mentors or to find a mentor so that it's not so scary? What do you think about that?
Yeah, so technology nowadays is phenomenal. Like back in the day, we didn't have what we have now. Social media came out when I was in college. So I would just say for the younger generation, you have so many avenues where you can reach out to someone, your guidance counselor at school, one of your teachers, if they know someone. I would just ask, start with your parents. Who do they know who may be able to help you? Because of course, as a child, you may not want to reach out to an adult on your own. I would say, I don't know. I don't have any kids. So, yeah. But I would just say, you know, start with your parents, let them know what you want to do. And maybe they know someone who can help you. Ask your teacher, your guidance counselor. And again, let them know what you're interested in and let them know that you need help. And they may be able to direct you to someone. If there is a younger, someone around your age who is doing the same thing that you're doing, reach out to them. My thing is, don't be afraid of rejection. I have reached out to many of people who have ignored me, but that doesn't stop me because I know that there will be someone who will say, yes, I'll help you, or I'll give you a few minutes of my time, or what have you. So I would just, yeah, find someone your age or around your age who's doing the same thing, send them a message, talk to your parents, your brother, your sister, whoever is in your life that you can kind of reach out to and let them know what you have going on and what you want to do and see if they can, if they have any connections for you.
Yeah, that's awesome. I want to touch on a few things there because I have some experience in this area and you mentioned kids. With my kids, I've talked about this on other episodes, but it's amazing when you have something that you know you want to do, your parents will help you. So like with my son, he's 14. He wants to buy a Ford Mustang for his first car. So he's saving up his money and he wants to learn how to restore a car. I have zero interest in cars, but I know people who like cars. And so I got him connected with one of my friends. They're doing a Karate Kid situation where he goes over and he works at his house. He helps him with the cars. He helps him with the yard work and things like that. And in return, he's being mentored by this guy and learning how to fix up cars. So, and earning some money along the way so he can buy his car. So sometimes it's easy as making a connection. Other times, like my daughter, she did a science project this last year and she needed to reach out to an expert. I helped her find their email addresses online. She reached out to some professors at a university. They all wrote back, all gave her advice because they wanted to help. And that's wow. The thing is kids, I think kids are afraid that people don't want to help, but people do. People, especially if you're showing initiative. In fact, in my own experience, I have some kids here in my town. We're in a college town and there's two college students who started a podcast. And I love their podcast. It's Serving a Need. And so I've talked to them. We've called a few times. I'm taking them out to lunch tomorrow so we can talk about how they can get their podcast out to more people because I have more experience than they do in podcasting. And so there are people who want to help. You just need to make the ask.
Exactly. 100. I agree 100%. That's awesome about your son and daughter.
Yeah. That's well, they're great. Amazing. So.
Yeah.
So getting back to what you do, when we talk about entrepreneurship, I know when I was a kid, I didn't really know what that meant. I knew I wanted a real job so I could have a paycheck and so that I could pay my bills and support my family. Being an entrepreneur can be a really scary thing. But I want you to talk a little bit about some of the highs and lows of just owning your own business. Like, what are some of the things that you didn't anticipate and that were both bad? But also, what are some of the things you didn't expect that you really love about being an entrepreneur?
I would say some things that I didn't expect. fortunately, I was able to catch this early on. But you have to think about things like taxes, of course, when you have your own business or when you're an entrepreneur. You have money that is coming in tax-free. Unless you're selling a product online and you have the taxes maybe taken out or coming to you. But you have to make sure that you take taxes out, take the money out as soon as you get it. You have to pay your taxes quarterly, as an entrepreneur, but you have to make sure you pay taxes. So just because you have $500 that came in that week or that month or what have you, make sure you take some taxes out of that and take some money to the side because you don't want to be stuck paying that during tax time. And I've seen some people, they unfortunately have gotten some liens on them. And so you want to make sure you avoid that. So I think that's the biggest thing I didn't know at first about taxes and commingling. That's getting into a whole nother thing, but I think taxes would be the main thing that I was like, oh man, I didn't really know about that. Yeah. And then the other thing, I guess, that was unexpected but good. I guess I would just say that was unexpected. I guess we're really learning about passive income, because to having my own book, mm-hmm. I really didn't think about writing a book until the last couple of years. Right. And so that was something that was, I guess, unexpected with being an entrepreneur, just that things change and you adapt, even being an entrepreneur. So you may have one idea about mm-hmm. the way you want your business and how you want your business to go, but things change and you learn new things and there are new things that come up and you're constantly growing yourself. And so you may learn something new or you may decide that you want to incorporate something else because there's a new passion that you may have that still can relate to that business that you currently have. And so as far as my book goes, that was something that was really unexpected for me that has resulted in some passive income. And so that's been really nice just to have. And I didn't write my book for passive income, but yeah.
Now explain what some of the kids watching this, they don't even know what passive income is. So explain what that means.
Absolutely. Passive income is basically when you're able to make money when you put out a product or service or what have you, and it generates income for you after that one time you have it out there. So as far as my book goes, it's passive income because I did the work, I wrote the book, and I published it, and now I'm generating income from the book, and I'm not doing anything else besides just it's there on Amazon, and if someone buys it, I have money that comes into my account. So that's what passive income is. Basically, where they say, where you're making money in your sleep, that is what it is. You still have to do something first.
Right.
So people buy properties or what have you, but you still have to do the work first, but then it starts making money from there on its own. So.
Yeah. And passive income is amazing. So you kids out there who are watching this, find ways of creating things that will be passive as soon as you can, whether that's an investment like in the stock market or in real estate or creating something that has royalties like a book or even creating a blog that you might make money from ads or a YouTube channel or something. The sooner you can do that, the sooner you'll see how amazing it is to make money while you sleep. It's awesome.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, Kirsten, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today to hear a little bit about your story, but especially to hear about how kids can get started in finding their passion and their purpose early. The sooner they do that, you know, we're just shortening that timeline. So thank you so, so much. Now remind us about the name of your book and where they can find it.
Yes. So again, the name of my book is The Purposed Journey: A Millennial and Gen Z's Guide to Finding and Fulfilling Their Passion and Purpose Through Their Career or Business. You can find my book on Amazon.com. Just type in The Purpose Journey. And also, please email me at purposed2motivate@gmail.com if you are interested in any bulk copies. And I have a website, purposed2motivate.com. You can find the book on there as well. And my Facebook, Purpose2Motivate on Facebook as well.
Cool. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you on the show today.
Yeah, I really enjoyed myself. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Virtual School Assembly. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever else you listen to virtual assemblies. And leave us a rating and review so we know what you learned and took away from this virtual assembly. Videos and show notes are found at virtualschoolassembly.com. And if you're a school leader and you're looking for a speaker for virtual or traditional in-school assemblies, or if you're looking for some teacher training, I'd love to connect with you to see how I can help. You can check out my website at tylerchristensen.com. Thanks, you are super duper. Let's go out and make the world a better place. Bye-bye.